It is Midnight Call, and Neil Atkinson with Rory Smith. Getting stuck into an exciting weekend of Premier League action that just happened. Well, no, not really. The most exciting thing that happened was a 0-0 draw at Manchester City. Everything else went, broadly speaking, as you would expect. The other thing that is interesting around Manchester City is after the Manchester City manager said, we need the fans, we need the fans, he then gets himself the 0-0 draw against Southampton. I have a theory, Rory. There's a number of theories I always do, but one is that everybody, to an extent, wants to see themselves as the insurgency. Let's start close to home. Liverpool will probably, by the end of the financial year, 2021-2022, have the fifth or sixth highest budget in world football in terms of wages. And our supporters, and I count myself amongst them, have gladly sang the Reds have got no money, but we'll still win the league across the last few games. And as I say, I'm well aware of the hypocrisy of this. It is worth saying, I think everybody one way or another wants to feel a bit like an insurgency, but the truth of the matter is all of those top four teams are anything but.
Yeah, that is true. Everyone wants to see themselves as the good guys. Everyone wants to impose that narrative on their story. They want
and it's
to
a shame
see-
only Liverpool can be.
It's Liverpool probably have a slightly better case than the others. The only ones that I don't know if that's necessarily true of are United, where the story that United fans seem to be telling themselves is a legitimate one, which is that kind of we are the returning force. That seems to be United seem to be happiest when the natural order of things is that Manchester United win every week and win trophies at the end of the season, and they see themselves as returning to those days, which is a twist on it. But I don't think Manchester United see themselves as sort of battling the forces of, you know, state-powered petrol clubs or anything like that. I think they see themselves as the rightful occupiers of the throne who are now coming back with a vengeance. Chelsea, probably there's a right to see themselves as the insurgents. They've been, you know, a little bit further away from winning the title than they normally are in the last two or three years. They're kind of coming back. They're the champions of Europe. City see themselves as battling against the established elite. That's the story City have told themselves for years. And Liverpool, as you say, are a member of the established elite in one light, but see themselves as apart from it